Good morning to you all. This, of course, is the point where I say to people, stop chattering at the back, please, and take your seats. But you have already done that. So welcome to those of you who are here worshipping with us this morning, and welcome to those who will be taking part with us online as they view the service. So as we come to a moment of coming into the presence of God, of asking His Spirit to be with us this morning, just reflect and listen to a little bit of music, because we want you to come. Now is the time to worship.
To worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are. Just as you are before your God, come. Come and be still before Him now. Will go up on the screen in a second. Please don't sing along, but just use them to worship now, and remember that He is here.
Lord, we come before You to worship You, to ask that You would be in our midst this morning and throughout the coming week. May all we do and all we say build Your kingdom and give You glory. Amen.
I won't be able to see. This one is for the internet, and particularly to St. Andrew's folk. But we have made some decisions this week about opening up St. Andrew's, and all the details are on the mailing and on the website now. But basically from next Sunday, we're going to be having a service at 10:30 where people are, we're going to do a sort of interactive watch of the pre-recorded service. We're going to do a bit of live stuff and a bit of watching bits of the service, and we're going to vary that and experiment with that. There's also going to be younger youth and children's, some children's ministry going on at the 10:30 service. So that's from next Sunday. If you want to come to that service, then you do need to let the church office know so that we can, and particularly about children and youth you'll bring in, so that we can make sure numbers are okay. From a week on Thursday, from Thursday the 10th of September, we're going to start a noon traditional service, which will be more traditional than this, at St Andrew's at noon on Thursdays, weekly. And from then onwards, that service will be the one that is the traditional service that is recorded and shown on the internet. So what that means is we can record it on the Thursday and we're going to have it available first thing on Sunday morning, rather than some people are waiting to watch this later on and we can't get it out any quicker than that. So that will be from a week on Thursday. And in time, at some point in September, we're also going to start a 9 o'clock early bird service. Particularly talking to April here, for families with young children. And that's going to be a half-hour service, interactive, socially distanced groups service. And that's really exciting, because we're hoping that actually that might be something that Messy Church and toddlers families might connect up with as a step forward from those things as well. And it might be something that God opens up completely new, which is really exciting. And I know Margaret's going to be involved with that. So pray for those things. More details on the website. If you don't understand stuff, please talk to me afterwards and we'll catch up. Lovely to see you guys. Welcome.
As ever, the bits in yellow are mine, and the bits in white are for all of us. So as we come to open up in worship to our God, be with us, Spirit of God. Nothing can separate us from your love. Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with your saving power. Speak in us, wisdom of God. Bring strength, healing, and peace. The Lord is here.
His Spirit
is with us. We may not be allowed to sing loudly and raise the roof, but we can praise in our hearts as we listen to the song. And if you're singing quietly under your masks, or just hum along, or speak it quietly, that speaking quietly is allowed. Come, all of us here and those watching on the internet, we are people of the risen King.
Sun and those weeping through the night.
to tell of battles won and those struggling in the fight. For his perfect love will never change and his mercies never cease. But follow us through all our days with the certain hope of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice. From every land, men and women of the faith. Come those with full or empty hands, find the riches of his grace. Over all the world his people sing, shore to shore we hear them call. The truth that Christ through our God is all in all. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, let tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice.
As we come to the end of our studies in Paul's letter to the Philippians, today's theme is blessed to be a blessing, and it just so happens that in my morning readings this morning, I was reading Psalm 84, just a few words of encouragement from that psalm. Psalm 84, blessed are those who dwell in your house, there they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. They go from strength to strength. And the psalm ends up, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And I'm sure we can reflect that we are indeed seriously blessed in all sorts of ways. And we're going to just look very briefly at another psalm, Psalm 24. Because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god, they will receive blessing from the Lord. And we pray, Lord, that we know that we cannot come into your presence in our own strength or through our own good works or our own goodness. We rely entirely on coming to you through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we reflect on the past week, perhaps we can think of things we've said and we wish we hadn't. Things we think we should have said and we've missed the opportunity. things that we've done or not done. And we come to lay those things down at the foot of the cross to receive the forgiveness that is offered through Jesus as we pray together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon each one of us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now Jean is going to come and read the final part of the letter to the Philippians.
Starting at verse 14. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was with Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am simply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are fragrant offerings, our acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Great all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send greetings. And the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, with your spirit. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Well, today we complete our series on the letter to the Philippians, and the series that we've been doing, Keep On Keeping On. And so today we actually read the real reason as to why Paul wrote his letter in the first place. It is a thank you letter to the church for the generous gift of support to him. And so today our final teaching is on keep on blessing. But before we get into the teaching, I wonder how that makes you feel. I'm about to talk about blessing one another, generosity, giving of one another. I wonder how that makes you feel right now. Does that make you feel excited and yes, you're up for it? Does it make you feel uncomfortable? Is there a little bit of awkwardness, defensiveness or guiltiness because you perhaps feel that you haven't sure how to bless others, or have you or haven't you? What comes to mind when we think of blessing? Does your mind immediately go to thinking about money and giving away money? Well, wherever you are this morning in reaction for that, let me just pray. And I pray that ultimately you will be encouraged by the end of this teaching this morning. So, Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you that we are blessed to be a blessing. And I pray through the teaching and your word this morning, Lord, you will show us how to keep on blessing those around us in joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there are four things I particularly want to highlight for us this morning in this teaching. And the first one is that blessing bridges separation. The first thing I want to note from this reading is the physical separation between St. Paul and the church in Philippi. They're 850 miles apart, to be exact, and there's also the Adriatic Sea between them. And so they are separated by huge physical distance, and yet they are blessing each other. Paul is blessed by the financial gift, and in return the church in Philippi has received a letter of rich encouragement and teaching in return. The physical distance hasn't been a barrier to them from blessing each other. Now, during lockdown and over these recent months, many of you and many of us have done many kind and generous acts for one another. We've been baking, we've been shopping, we've been calling people, we've been blessing one another. And that's been absolutely wonderful. But I've realised that as the restrictions have started to lift, I found myself thinking or realising thinking that things are okay. But actually, there's still huge amounts of separation between us. And even the fact that we can't gather to worship together is a demonstration of the separation that still exists amongst us. And so my invitation to us all in our first point is, rather than back down from reaching out to one another, let us continue to bridge that separation, whether that's emotional or physical, and continue to actively look as to how we can bless one another around and our communities, just as Paul and the church blessed one another. So that's my first point about keep on blessing, because it bridges the separation between us. The second point I want to make is that blessing builds relationship. Verse 14 says, Paul says, it was good of you to share in my troubles. When we bless others, our stories, our lives become entwined. We have a common connection when we bless one another in that moment. And so blessing others, being generous, builds relationship. And the kingdom of God is a kingdom of relationship. So relationship is really important. So let's keep on blessing one another, because it keeps on building our relationship and joins our stories together. So blessing bridges separation and it builds relationship. The third thing is that blessing meets the needs of those that have them. One commentator I read put it this way: one Christian has enough because another Christian is generous. The Lord uses the generosity of Christians to meet the needs of other Christians. And of course, that goes beyond the Christian family. It goes beyond the meeting the needs of others. We are God's hands and feet in the world. And God generally works through us to meet the needs of others. So be aware of the world around you, as you have so been over the months. But continue to be alert to what is going on around us in our neighbourhoods and in the coming months ahead. Be alert to the prompting of the Holy Spirit to respond to something and somebody that comes across your path. I'm very aware that often I'll get a prompting to perhaps contact or call someone. Just out of the blue, their name, their heart comes onto, they come onto my heart. And it's how quickly am I to respond and be obedient. Sometimes I pick up on it and respond, and I know that there are other times I haven't been as good as I could be in that. So keep on blessing. It meets the needs of those around us. And fourthly, keep on blessing because it builds treasure in heaven for us. In verse 17, Paul says, I'm not looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be accredited to your account. Here, Paul says, thank you for the gift, but he's saying, I'm not looking for that gift. In fact, I am more concerned with what your act does for the eternal salvation of the Philippians themselves. He takes the focus off the gift and himself and puts it back onto the Philippians and highlights the spiritual dividend that they'll receive because of their generosity. Jesus taught in Luke 13, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out. This will lay up treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted. There will be no thief comes near and no moth destroys. In other words, our acts of kindness and our generosity have eternal consequences. We lay up treasure in heaven. Now, we don't exactly know what that is, and no, that should not be our motivation. Our motivation should be to love God and to love our neighbour. And I'm not promoting a theology of works by faith-based works, but there is something that our generosity and by blessing others, it lays up treasure in heaven, and that has heavenly consequences. So those are the four things. Keep on blessing. Bridges our separation. It builds up relationship. It meets the needs of others. And it lays up treasure in heaven. Now, as a church community, we've been aspiring to echo the Church of the Philippians. And we have a number of ministries that have been serving our community. You will have heard, I hope, of the Blessing Fund, where we have been distributing financial support to those in need. And we've also had a blessings team that has been able to try and find ways of blessing others in practical ways. And I wanted to give you some feedback of what's been happening in that. Over the last 6 months, the Blessing Fund has raised from you and our church community, £18,000. We've given out gifts totaling almost £12,000 to people in our community in financial needs. And most of those gifts have never been more than a couple of £100. That's been covering perhaps bankruptcy fees that are helping people through the CAP ministry. It may have been helping a deposit for rent to help someone move into a more appropriate accommodation, or helping with costs of unexpected costs for those who are in financial difficulty. There have been lots of ways in which we have blessed the community. And I just want to say thank you to you and for those listening, for those who've contributed. And if you feel stirred and you want to contribute, you can still give to the Blessing Fund. But it's an amazing ministry, and thank you. But here is a little testimony of other ways that are not financial by which we have been blessing people.
Hi, I'm Colin, and I'm part of the blessings team that work with CAP in the Malvern area. I just wanted to share with you one of the blessings that we were able to give to one of our clients recently. I'd been offered a double mattress by somebody in the town, and I'd arranged to go and collect it and to deliver it to one of our clients. However, the evening before I was due to collect it, I was sent some photographs of the mattress and decided that actually it probably wasn't suitable for our client. And so on the Monday morning, I was quite disappointed to feel that I'd let down the client and wasn't able to fulfil the promise that I'd made of delivering this mattress to him. But in the middle of my frustration, I sensed God say that he was still able to deliver on this promise and that I needed to trust him for it. And so I sent out another email to our befriender team and asked if they or anybody they knew had a mattress that we could offer him. And within a very short period of time, I had a reply saying that a friend of one of our befrienders did have a double mattress and she would be delighted to donate it to him. And so that evening, about 5 o'clock, I was able to call round and collect the mattress from a Christian who had just moved into the area. And she was greatly blessed to feel that she was becoming part of this wonderful blessings team that work with CAP in Malvern. And she donated not only a double mattress, but a mattress cover and some large sheets to go with it. The client had told me he wasn't due to be home from work until 8 o'clock that evening, so I set off home. And en route home, I had to pass the place that the client lived. And just as I was passing, I got a phone call to say that the client had unexpectedly got home from work earlier that evening and that he was happy for me to drop the mattress off any time I liked. So I was delighted to be able to tell him that I was just turning into his drive and that I would be with him in about 20 seconds. And so sure enough, we were able to carry the mattress upstairs and to put it on his bed and to give him the covers and the sheets as well, which were a tremendous blessing to him. He also said that he could do with a new coffee table. And I said that I had one that I could let him have. And so I sent him a photograph of it. He came back and said that he didn't think it was suitable because he had a young child in the house and it had a glass top on this coffee table. However, his partner took one look at the photograph and said she loved the coffee table and she thought it was fine and that the child will be absolutely safe. And so we had a good chuckle when I went round to deliver it that evening, saying how God not only knows what we need, he also knows the tastes of our partners as well, and he can meet both our need and satisfy the tastes of our partners, which was lovely. I just wanted to share this with you to show that God is on the move and is blessing people in Malvern, but also that when our plans are frustrated and we can't deliver on our plans in our own strength, then it's time to learn that actually we need to fall back on God and that he will not let us down and that he can deliver and he will bless his children. Thank you.
So there are so many different ways to bless, and there is lots of blessing going on. And I want to again thank you for all that you're doing to contribute that and how you will in the future. So how do we take this forward? What's our response? And I just want to encourage us in a couple of ways. Let us stay on the front foot. Even it's so more focused during lockdown about rallying together. But restrictions are lifting. Life is still, it's moving into a new direction. But let us still continue to bless and to work out how we can connect with one another. In the coming months, there are going to be many difficulties, I'm sure, that where people may find redundancies, people will continue to be in isolation. The mental health issues that are surrounding as a result of COVID and lockdown and isolation, there's lots of uncertainty, and therefore there are lots of ways in which we can still serve one another and to serve our community. How might we do that? So often when we think of blessing, we think of our minds flip to money. And that is just one way of blessing. There are so many other ways in which we can give our time. We can speak words of encouragement. We can do acts of service and to support one another. It may be time, it may be making a meal, it may be going and sitting having coffee, it may just be sitting there, not just praying, but sitting and praying for the community, or offer to pray, or share a word of encouragement to someone you meet in the street or a stranger. Give someone a call and say hello. There are so many ways to bless. And who? Again, stirring and reminding us who we could be supporting and blessing. There's obviously our neighbours, our next door neighbours. There's our work colleagues, there's families, there's friends. There's ways of contributing to the Blessing Fund and the Blessing Team. Ask the Lord, and the Lord will tell you what he knows you're able to give and be able to bless, whether it's with time or anything else. He will lead you. And so let's stay on the front foot. Think how we can continue to bless. Think who we can continue to bless. And let's remember those four things that Paul, I think, comes out in Paul's letter to his Philippians. Bridging separation, building relationship, meeting the needs of those around us, and laying up treasure in heaven. So let's just have a moment of quiet and just allow the Spirit to stir in you what particularly you respond to in what I've shared this morning. And I want to encourage you to think how you might bless afresh in this coming week. And so let me finish with Paul's final sentence in his letter as we finish this study of the letter to the Philippian church. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit. Amen.
So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for all that we have learned over the last few weeks through this wonderful book of Philippians. Help us to remember, to keep on, even when things are tough and difficult. Paul knew what it was to trust in you, to rely on you, and to press on towards the goal. I'm sure we all come with different concerns on our hearts, so after each little section, I'll pause so that you can just bring to the Lord what's on your heart. So, Lord, we come to you this morning as our Saviour and our friend. Thank you that during the storms of life, you are with us and we can trust you. So we ask, Lord, that however we're feeling right now, please meet us where we are. Help us to give our burdens to you, knowing that your timing is perfect. We pray for our world this morning, Lord. We pray for those areas that are coping with things such as fires, famine, floods, and disasters, as well as COVID. We pray, Lord, for the aid agencies that work among these situations, and ask, Lord, that you will bring relief. We continue to pray for Lebanon, praying for aid and comfort to be brought to those who are suffering after the explosion. And we pray for Eloise as she prepares to go for her gap year. Lord, we ask that you will protect her, that you will bless her as she is a blessing to those she meets there. We pray too, Lord, for the Fletcher family, and the work that they're doing. Praying, Lord, that they too may know your protection and your blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for our own country in these very strange times, Lord. We continue to pray for our government, for those who are making decisions about the future, the way ahead for us during this pandemic. We ask for your wisdom to lead and guide them for the good of all people. And we continue to pray for those on the front line, the NHS, the police, those who continually supply us with food, and those who put themselves at risk in order to serve others. We pray for our church in this land, for our archbishops and clergy. Give them your peace, your presence, and your purpose as they decide what church may look like in the future. And we pray for Dave and Peter, for Eddie and Helen, as they lead us here, and ask your blessing on the services that are starting up at St. Andrew's. May all those who attend feel your touch and your protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we commit to your loving care those we know who are suffering, maybe body, mind, or spirit. We continue to pray for Megan. We also pray for Shirley, that they may know you very close to them at this time. We remember Ness, Paul, Stephen, and Joe. Give them your peace. And finally, Lord, we pray for our schools as they resume this week. We pray for the children and the staff that they may be protected from the virus and other emotional pressures. We pray for our two schools here. We pray for the Wells, for the head, Alison, and her staff. And we pray for the Witch and the new head as he takes up his position. We pray for our high schools, for the Chase, for Dysons and Hanley. Lord, we pray for all those that we know who attend these schools. We pray for the Bridge School, for Sue and Neil. And for our students, some who will be going to university for the first time, but those who will be returning to what will be a strange and different world for them. We pray for Rose, Lord, as she returns to her studies. We ask that you will bless her as she goes, and that you will make her a blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, give peace to your church. Lord, give peace to the nations. Lord, give peace in our homes and peace in our hearts. And make us a blessing to all we meet through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we approach communion, please join with me in saying the prayer of humble access. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation and share your bread with sinners. Let us and feed us with the precious blood and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen.
Margaret prayed that we may know peace, so let's stand and share peace with one another, even though we cannot move around the church as we do it, because we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
It's about blessing others, but we are able to bless others because of how God has blessed us. And as we come and share communion now, we come and remember the greatest blessing of all, that he sent his Son Jesus to die for each and every one of us, that we might be forgiven, that we might know life in all its fullness. So we come and remember that blessing. We come and receive God's blessing again through these gifts. And so the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's right to give thanks and praise. Come, all you who are loved by God. Come to the table of the Lord. Come and eat food with no cost. Come and drink with no money to pay. We come to eat, to drink, and our hearts are glad. Yes, dear Lord, our God, our hearts truly are glad, and we are filled with thankfulness, because in your great love you did not abandon us in the dark and fearful places of this world. But in Jesus, you came to us to rescue us, to restore us, and to give us new life. And all who are tired and burdens, all who are frightened and unsafe, all who are sick and broken, come and find new life. And we remember the way that Jesus showed us his love on the evening before he died. He had supper with his friends, and during the meal he took the loaf of bread. He gave thanks for it, broke it, and then passed it around with these words: "This is my body, broken for you. Eat this and remember me." And after the meal, he took the cup of wine, he gave thanks for it, and then passed it around with these words: "This is my blood shed for you. Drink this and remember me." And now every time we eat bread like this, and every time we drink wine like this, we remember Jesus and his everlasting love. So, Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. And do sit or kneel as we say the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Jesus is alive forever. We are because he is. We are one body. We share in one bread and draw near with faith. Christ is the host and we are his guests. Just before I distribute communion, and I'm going to be bringing that around in one kind only to each of you. And if you haven't been here before, you're asked to put your hands out as far as you can, and I will come round with my mask on and drop the wafer into your hands. But I want to just read something which I came across this week. And it says this, it says, blessing can be understood as giving power to something or somebody to be and do that which they are designed to be and do. I will bless you, says the Lord to Abraham, to be and do all that I have made you to be and do. And through you, others will become all that they are made to be too. And I want to just encourage you as we take the bread now, that's a sign of God wanting to bless you. God wanting to say, I bless you. I give you power to become all that I've made you to be and to do all that I've prepared for you to do. And receive God's blessing. He empowers us to go and bless others. He enables you and me to be all he's created us to be.
Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And as we come to the end of this series and today's service, blessed to be a blessing, God had a very specific blessing for Abraham. God said to Abraham, go. So Abraham went. I wonder if at the end of this week we'll be able to write in our diaries, God said to me, so I did. Let's pray that we don't miss too many opportunities. And this was a very specific blessing to Abraham. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and all peoples on earth. That was very specific, but I think we can perhaps take a bit of a liberty and learn from it. And perhaps God is saying to us here today and to those joining us via the internet, I will bless you and you will be a blessing.
and people will be blessed through you. Lord, make us a blessing to those we meet. And may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us now and always. Amen. So, friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord and be a blessing to others. In the name of Christ. Amen. And we will, as before, leave through this door at the front, and we hope that you will feel free to meet up with your friends out there, but please, we still need to keep social distancing. I think last week we were very good, we avoided hugging one another, but we didn't all stick to the 2 meter rule. So there is plenty of space out and out onto the grass. So do feel free to meet and chat, but please be aware, 2 meters. Have a good week.